much more infectious than AIDS.
This man would have spent the rest of his life screaming.
How would it be handled? We couldn't possibly develop a vaccine for it.
Quite simply, we sever the nerves within the spinal thoracic tract. There. Which, as you know, transmits neural impulses of pain and vibratory sense to the brain.
There would be no defense against it.
No longer receiving impulses of pain. You stick him with a pin.
Where you both die of blood clots and you die of massive hemorrhages at the same time.
And you can't even see it.
You get a bad headache.
There are serious side effects to this operation.
Then you get sick to your stomach.
I have to say to you, I was Shakespeare.
Your blood begins to clot.
When the body ceases to feel.
Clots which lodge in your brain, lodge in your lungs, lodge in your intestine.
When so much sensory input is lost.
And then the rest of your blood then becomes like the blood of a hemophilia.
The mind grows hungry.
And streams out of all the orifices of your body, including your eyes.
Starved of its regular diet of lymphoid, it takes the only remaining stimulation it has.
I have to say to you, I wish you scared.
Emotions and amplifies them, giving rise to alienation, loneliness.
So essentially your entire body becomes a kind of an oozing, melting mass of viruses.